It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 3-1 defeat away at TNS. Andy, a frustrating way to end your winning streak.
Yeah, it was, Nick. It was, it was key moments in games, change them, and we're 1-0 up and we're playing really well. You know, we've had two or three great chances at the start of the second half where we've put the press on and we've caught the ball off them, and, when we've not worked the keeper, we've not moved the ball quick enough. And then we've made a terrible decision which puts them back in the game. And, I worried about the reaction when they got back into the game because here on a night like this, as the night's gone on, the pitch has got a little bit quicker and, they're going to move it really well and move it quick. And you could just see today that, they've just got that extra bit of quality and we had the chances to finish the game and we didn't take them. And then, like I say, Jay will be disappointed, because not only has he made a poor error in not clearing his lines, he's then give the referee an opportunity to give a penalty away. So that's really frustrating. The second goal, again, we've been naive. The lad's right-footed and he's playing at left-back, so, it's obviously he's got to go down the line, but we allow him to come inside and then he comes too far and he bends one in the top corner. So, that's very difficult then. Then it's about trying to, you're looking at your goal difference and trying to protect that a little bit. And I thought, listen, I've got no problem with the officials tonight. There's nothing in the game, but, the third goal was a foul on Sean Smith. When you look how many petty fouls that were given throughout the game, the first two corners we've put in just because of pure contact and people touching each other, there's fouls given, and that's a blatantly easy foul to give. And it's ultimately cost us a goal, so that's disappointing on that side of it. But, again, there were some fantastic performances tonight. I thought Callum was immense again. I thought Rob Hughes was very, very good. Andy caused them all sorts of problems. But it's just, it's not our night. It's a final, cup final that's out of the way. We've got another one now next Friday night, and we'll go again. But there's some really pleasing stuff there tonight. But ultimately, we're playing against a team that are much better than us, and it's just down to pure basics. You've got a team there that are playing, with a freedom on their own place here, and they're at the top of their game. You've got Routledge back in there, and who gives them a different, this was TNS full team tonight. This wasn't their under-19 team. So that's what we were up against, and I thought they were very good. I thought they were good last week, and fair play to them. The result in the second half, probably flatters them a bit, because we were so in the game and we created so many good chances. But again, football's about finishing your opportunities, and in Draper, they've got the best striker in the league. He's been the best striker for the last 5 years since I've been in it, and again, he's shown it tonight. His movement, and he just shows you that, if you get to the bylines and you just make a run across the keeper, you'd be amazed how many times you score a goal. If you just make a sprint to the near post and something hits you and goes in, because he does it very, very well. And it's something that we need to look at a little bit more, is making them runs rather than being static. Because, if we'd made the right runs, Rob Hughes has put a terrific ball in the first half, where he's whipped it into the near post, but all our lads just stood on their heels. But if somebody just goes, I'm just going to make a sprint here across, maybe it might just hit me on the shin outside of my foot and I'll get a goal. Because you don't score a goal stood still in the box.
Case of rallying the troops now and going again in the final game against Druids next week. You know exactly what Hugh's going to put up against you next week.
Yeah, listen, it's a disappointing result. It's a disappointing night because we were in such a commanding position. We'll go again Tuesday, and I know this group. Come Thursday night, we'll be champing at the bit, ready for Druids on Friday night. And listen, the way the season's gone so far, I expect nobody to do us a favour. So, it's going to come right down to the final game. And we guessed that when we looked at all the permutations at the start of the split. It looked like it would come down to the final game of the season. Mm-hmm. And it will be, and we'll be ready for that. And what's meant to be will be.